No Guitar Is Safe, the guitar show where guitar heroes plug in, is brought to you today by Guitar Player Magazine and GuitarPlayer.com. Guitar Player, play better, sound better. What's up, everybody? Yes, it has been a minute, but my favorite place to be on earth, besides playing guitar, is doing this show and bringing you great guitar hangs. And I have been quite busy personally with Jefferson Starship, touring all over the dang place. We played on the Rock Legends cruise with a bunch of other bands. Sammy Hagar was there, Billy Gibbons, Brett Michaels. We just did a wonderful 2-week tour with the Marshall Tucker Band, bunch of really successful shows, very thankful for that. And now, today, I'm playing the Sebring Raceway here near Orlando, Florida, where we're going to have some loud guitars competing with some loud motors. Bring it on, drivers. But I wanted to let you know that in between new episodes, and yes, there's always new episodes coming, but in between that, you know, for the last year, I've been thinking about the best way to sort of revisit the archives. I don't believe in just plastering an old episode up there and having you listen to it, because they are long and there's 170 of them or something, and it's growing and we're all busy. And some of them, like last week's been a month with Michael Thompson, the great studio legend, that's like a 2-hour hang or something. These are deep episodes, but I want to go back and touch on some of them nuggets, them great moments, some tasty morsels. Like, for example, when Kirk Fletcher, back on episode 69, showed us a bunch of killer ways, different ways, each totally different than the other, that you could play a blues shuffle. There are so many of these moments. If you'll allow me to, I'm going to be your curator and bring them back at you as encore moments, nice, easily digestible, short podcast episodes of the show where we revisit something utterly magical. And I'll bring them to you in between the new shows. They'll be called rewinds, where we sort of, so to speak, rewind the tape. Even if you heard them before, man, they sound even better the second time, the third time. And if you're new to the show and you have not heard the last 9 years of episodes, closing in on 200, well, I'm going to bring you great moments from them. I'm Jude Gold. Thank you for supporting the show. Tons more to come. New content. And no matter how busy I get, this show will always be happening, because I love connecting with great guitar players and trying to amplify that connection to the world of guitar players. So without further ado, let's flash back, rewind the tape to our hang on episode 69 with Kirk Fletcher, which of course, as I think I mentioned, is still totally up there. Go back and listen to the whole damn episode if you want. All right, everybody, you know what to do. Keep it alive till you're 95.
In blues music, I think for me, it's all about having different ways to approach one thing. You know, like you can, like say for instance, I'm playing a shuffle. I might have 30 different ways I can play this one shuffle. You know what I mean? And that's what makes it more interesting, you know, if you're going to play blues all night.
What are some different ways to play a shuffle?
I mean, well, you got to like a, okay, one example would be to play like a kind of a swinging, you know, kind of. Sort of a swing shuffle kind of thing, right?
Cool.
And then you got like all of the, that's still a shuffle, but it's totally different, right?
I love the way you play rhythm guitar. I mean, you just the rhythm guitar part, there's so much feel in it.
And then you got like the kind of backing up a harmonica kind of, and you would still consider that a shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, or you got like, what was it? Wait. that's really just kind of, if you're only playing one guitar, you're trying to cover both parts, backing up a harmonica on something, you know.
Sweet.
Or you got like, I don't know, I can think of a million, or more of like, more of a country blues type.
I love that. Shuffle do that, or do something. That some more.
Chicago backing up the harp. I mean, that's kind of my own. I haven't been playing that a lot lately, so I'm kind of.
Dude, I'm just a fan. I'm a music fan enjoying some good music, hey, watching you play.
That's, you know.
Right now.
That's the way I feel.
I'm in fan mode. What about jump blues? How does that go?
Oh, yeah, well, you got, you know, you can do this like thing where you go. That's basically the feel of it, but you can play like you can play around with it and play like these little things, you know, like. What I mean, like, just all these different ways. So how could you get bored?
I can't get enough. I
play more guitar playing rhythm than I would soloing. You know,
well, you make rhythm guitar so fun. Like, what's like some of that big band kind of stuff that you would?
Oh yeah,
do?
Like that. Now see that kind of stuff though, you have to really. Focus on the rhythm and the execution and the where it sits, because it will sound really weird if you some, you know, kind of, it's really behind the beat, you know, and I think that's really listening. You have to listen to like Count Basie, Louis Prima. You know, Louis Prima actually is a really good person to listen to, because most of that early stuff doesn't have guitar, so you can kind of play along with it and try and get it.
Oh yeah,
you know. Get the feel, get the rhythm of that.
Blue guitar is safe.